Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Okay, let's get into the Allison thing here. I know it's a little bit later than we normally talk about Allison and her whole problem that she's been having at work and with her best friend. So if you missed this over like the last week, here's about a 90-second recap of everything that we've talked to Allison about.
My best friend, I've set her up with a friend of mine from work, a guy I know from work, about 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. I just found out a week ago that he is cheating on her. I want to tell her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would tell her, but the problem is he's cheating on my friend with my supervisor from work. They know that I know this guy and my supervisor. They know because she called me in.
And what did she say?
She told me that if I said anything, that I would lose my job.
I told her. He told her that, you know, that I thought that something was going on with her boyfriend and someone at work. So she thinks I'm wrong. Like, she thinks that maybe I'm just, I don't know, making it up or, you know, just, like, confused.
So she goes to the boyfriend and she says, hey, I hear you're screwing around with somebody at work. Let's just say he comes clean and says, okay, I'm screwing around with whatever your supervisor's name is, Angie. This is all going to get back to Angie. You're going to lose your job anyway, so I don't really know what was accomplished.
So when I got in on Wednesday morning, they terminated me.
They fired you.
They fired me.
Have you called Allison since yesterday? I'm sorry, Allison. Did you call your best friend since you got fired yesterday?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so that's where we kind of left things off. Mm-hmm. I mean, we gave her the advice to go in, go to HR, but she doesn't take that advice, and she ends up getting the ex.
Right.
So now she's lost her job, and she's lost her best friend.
And even after she lost her job, and we talked to her after that, she still had no motivation to do anything to try to get her job back.
Right. Just kind of rolling over, you know, and just kind of letting life dictate where she's going.
Well, she never told anybody the whole story. She never told her best friend the whole story of what happened. She only told her that her boyfriend was cheating, but not with who, not with the supervisor, not that her job was in jeopardy. So she didn't even confess the whole story to her best friend. Then she didn't tell HR any of the story. She just sat there like a wimpy sitting duck.
So we really kind of established here that, I mean, as harsh as it sounded, she's really kind of spineless, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think I gave her the advice to seek some professional help. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really need some help here because everybody's just rolling over you. And I think Melissa was a little bit more harsh than that even.
Yeah, I told her that I was more impatient. I'm like, you're 30 years old. And there's a lot of people that have, you know, insecurities and a lot of people that have issues with defending themselves and having to push through that and whatever. You're 30, you know, grow up and do something. And and so I was not as patient with her as you were.
So a few days ago, she walks away from us kind of with her tail between her legs, and we think that the whole thing is over. Well, her sister, Rachel, feels the need to call us yesterday and defend her sister, Allison, because, of course, Allison can't do it herself. Allison's sister, and keep in mind, Allison is not her real name. I'm not even sure if this is her sister's real name, but we're going to call her Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
Hi. Is that your real name?
Yeah, that's my real name.
Okay. So you're Allison's sister.
Yes, I'm the girl's sister.
Okay, why are you calling today and Allison's...
I'm calling because I have a bone to pick with all of you. Okay. Let me start by asking you a question. If somebody called into a radio station for advice, clearly they're a person who really needs some help. Now, do you think that you should give someone advice and then beat them up for having trouble following that advice, or furthermore, giving them poor advice, like getting somebody fired? How How inappropriate is that?
Well, we didn't get her fired.
We didn't get her fired.
Don't feel at all responsible.
No.
For helping this poor girl lose her job.
No.
No.
We did not know.
Said, she obviously has self-esteem issues and she needs some help. And so you helped her lose her job.
No, Rachel,
no.
No, we did not.
Beat her up.
No, we did not help her lose her job. Did you hear all the conversations we had with her?
Yes. I was in Asia on a business trip.
Well, of course you didn't hear, because that's why you don't know what's going on.
If I had been here, she would never have called you. She would have come right to me for advice.
No, Rachel.
I'm horrified about what's happened.
Rachel, well, you didn't hear. Well, of course you didn't hear what happened. We did not help her lose her job.
She has nowhere to go. She's going to have to leave the city and her family, and clearly is not capable of being on her own.
Well, Rachel,
you should feel guilty. You should feel horrible, and you should just feel terrible.
No, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't. Yes, she couldn't even tell.
No, Rachel, hush.
Rachel, hush. Rachel, she couldn't even tell her best friend the whole situation. All she told her best friend was that her boyfriend was cheating on her, but
that's
she couldn't even explain the whole situation to her best friend.
By the way, did you even find out what her relationship was like with this best friend? This is a supposed best friend who is, you know, all over her when she needs help, but when my sister needs help, nowhere to be found.
Well, why is that our problem?
You find out about that?
Well, it would be your sister's.
You should have asked.
It would be your sister's responsibility to tell us that.
Handing out advice to people you don't know.
No, you know what I understand? This is
a radio station.
This is a family trait. Rachel, I understand this is a family trait, blaming everybody but yourselves for your situations, okay?
No, I
understand where she's getting this from
situation.
Because you do that. Of course you do, because it's not her responsibility. It's everybody else's. The best friend is not a good best friend because it's...
This one happens to be yours.
No, it is not, Rachel.
I don't have a full story.
Can you stop talking just for
all
a second so we can explain?
I have a job.
Okay, fine.
Going to have to find
of course
a new
not.
Job.
Oh, poor Allison.
She doesn't have a job because you gave her poor advice.
You don't even know what advice we gave her.
Not tell this girl.
You were in Asia. You don't even know what advice we gave her.
Take care of yourself.
When Allison called up, we told her the same thing we tell everybody that calls us up. Is like, we are not psychologists, but what we can do is we would give you advice as though you are our best friend. So that's exactly what we did with her. And your sister is weak. And your sister is weak and weak and weak. She's been weak with her best friend.
That's the point.
And that's what we told her. We even told her to get
advice. Rachel, she did not follow our advice. So you can't blame us, Rachel.
She might not be able to stand up and do that.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
You should take that into account. You picked right up on that, didn't you?
We
and
told
she went
her.
Ahead and said, go
oh
do
my
this
gosh, shut up. No, Rachel.
Keep your mouth shut. Keep
no,
your
you
job.
Shut up, because the thing is, she didn't follow our advice. That's why she lost her job. If she had followed our advice, she would still have a freaking job.
Doubtful.
What do you know?
I don't
You're
think
sterile.
That going. The boss has control over human resources, not my sister.
That's God, not God. True. That's why there's human resources.
Blame everybody
her
else.
Interview with them, and they knew everything.
I can't believe
everybody else.
I can't believe y'all came from the same family.
I can believe, because they, I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they're blaming. Hey, she blames everybody else just like her sister.
Rachel, how many times have you had to defend Allison?
I don't usually have to defend Allison. Allison usually comes to me for advice.
No, Alice, I think that Allison probably comes to you to settle her problems. She doesn't come to you for advice. That's what I'm guessing.
Okay, fine. But you know what? She needs that. She's very dependent. She has a lot of problems.
You're not doing her any favors by doing that, by the way.
We love her, and we try to take care of her, and we do what we can for
her. And that's why she's the way she is, because you keep taking care of things for her.
So
she
really,
should be doing it herself
now.
She gets
plenty of help on the outside, and it's something she's been working on for years.
Well, don't you think instead of putting the responsibility on us that she lost her job, maybe it's the way you and your family coddle her that she can't stick up for herself?
No, you do not know what our family dynamic is.
You just told me.
Five-minute radio conversation.
You just told me that you guys protect her.
You don't know her history. You don't know her background. You don't know what her struggles have been.
And so you didn't hear our conversation.
No business saying anything like that.
And that's why we told her to get professional help.
And she has some serious problems. And you should not attack my family or her based on that.
And you're
come a very long way.
And you know what, Rachel? You're attacking us for a conversation you didn't even hear. And you're not hearing now, because we're having a conversation you're not even listening to. But you didn't hear our conversation with Allison to begin with. So you're attacking us for something we didn't do.
You helped her lose her job.
No, we did not. She did not follow our advice. Rachel, we tried to help her save her job, and she didn't listen to it.
She followed your advice to a T, but what she did follow was detrimental.
She didn't follow anything. She didn't follow anything, Rachel. Nothing. She didn't follow anything we told her to do.
Well, you should feel guilty, and you should take caution when you give radio listeners advice.
Melissa usually says, look, I appreciate your opinion, but shut up. Not you didn't even get that. No. Hey, Stephanie, you're on All the Hits Q100. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. She is enabling her behavior. And the reason she is like that, whatever her name is because her family keeps putting her down. And she says she comes to her for advice. I completely agree with you guys on that. She comes to her to fix her problems. She wasn't there, so she called you guys, which is the next best thing, by the way. You guys give excellent advice.
No, we don't.
It's not your fault that she lost her job. It is her fault. She should have went to Human Resources, and I hear Walmart's hiring, so she shouldn't be able to leave the city.
Oh, hi. Hi there. That was an insult. You're sterile, and you're on welfare.
Good morning. Hey, CJ.
Obviously, the world is against their entire family, so I'm going to do something very nice for them today.
All right.
I'm going to email the producers at the Dr. Phil show and so that they are the next Dr. Phil family.
There you go.
And that way, I mean, they can get the real help that that those loon bags actually deserve.
Rachel, everybody's calling up saying the same thing. You and your family can't protect your sister is 30 years old now. She's 30 years old.
You ever had anybody in your family with a history of psychological problems?
I may be that person.
Well, then you should be more sensitive to that.
That's why I told her to get some professional advice.
God! Maybe she's been getting professional advice her entire life.
Maybe you should leave her alone. Maybe let her grow up.
Before you pass judgment on people like that, you really should get the whole
thing. We didn't pass judgment. We gave her advice. She called up for it.
You passed judgment by calling her weak and by calling her other things.
That's she is weak.
Leave her up after not liking what she said and what happened.
Gosh. Shannon, you're on All the Hits Q100.
That lady has lost her mind. If she is the one counseling and helping her sister, I cannot even imagine why her sister's so messed up. If she has the nerve to call the radio station and yell at them for something that you guys are just trying to help her sister do, that is outrageous. She's the one who needs help.
Rachel, instead of protecting your sister, seriously, why don't you guys all get help together?
You know, you have no business saying that.
I'm serious.
Just you know what? You don't know what goes on in my family.
No, I don't.
So you guys should be more cautious about the advice you give. Like, the girl just said 2 call-ins ago something about how she should have seen somebody for help so they could have told her to keep her mouth shut. Well, you guys should have told my sister to keep her mouth shut.
By the time she had gotten to us...
She would have a job. I wouldn't be here. None of this would have happened.
Okay, so your advice to your sister would have been, look, don't say anything to the supervisor. Don't say anything to the best friend. Just let it work itself out?
Exactly.
Well, what would happen?
You didn't even you don't understand the characterization of the relationship between my sister and this supposed best friend.
They're not best friends.
They're not even good friends.
Rachel, I'm curious.
If you had found that out, I bet you would have said, keep your mouth shut.
Rachel, I'm curious. I want to hear all the advice that we gave your sister. I want you to tell us what we told your sister.
You told her that she should, that if she tells her best friend, then she should go to Human Resources and basically nip it in the bud before the boss gets there, anybody else finds out.
Correct.
So and what did she do? She tells her best friend, and then she goes into work, and she freaks out. She has anxiety problems. I mean, it's amazing that the girl gets out of bed and can go to work in the morning.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's awful.
See,
and it's a horrible thing that she's battled with for years and years and years.
Well, Rachel, I think what you're doing
now she's, you know, taken 8 steps back.
Well, I think what you're doing right now is taking out your frustrations about your sister not being able to take responsibility for herself, and those frustrations you've had your whole life, and you're taking them out on us instead of on her.
I'm not taking them out on you.
Yes, you are.
You should be more responsible when you give people advice.
Oh, we gave her good advice.
You're
just
mad. The whole story, and if you can't do that, you shouldn't be giving people life advice.
You're just mad that your sister can't stand up for herself and that your sister is a big old wimp and you're mad about it and you're taking it out on us, which is just some displaced anger, honey. You need to see a therapist too.
No.
I agree with
you. You are incorrect.
I agree with Rachel.
Of course you do.
I think we gave her sister some bad advice. I think we should have just sat calmly, and I think, you know, I think with Rachel, I think we should take time and listen to her because I think she's making a lot of valid points, and Melissa keeps interrupting and is very rude, and I apologize, Rachel, on behalf of Melissa. She's a barrenless waste of a woman, and I apologize.
I'm sure she's not, and I can tell, I mean, obviously all of you are bright enough that you picked up on the fact
that
my sister has trouble standing up for herself.
You take that back.
And in light of
that,
I think that you should have given her different advice.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, man, you know, Rachel, your sister called in and asked these nice people for advice, and they just did the best that they could to help her out. Obviously, she didn't take the advice that was given, and she went on and did some more crazy stuff. And you guys are just going to coddle her and act as if it's nobody's fault, but that it's everybody's fault but hers. And this is absolutely insane.
All right, Rachel. So I just want you to know you have been heard, okay? Give 10 seconds. Say what you want to say.
I hope I've been heard, and I hope that you don't do this to people in the future. I hope you think a little harder before you start throwing advice around. I really do.
That all?
You should realize the impact that you have on people. And you should really keep that in mind when you're telling them to do things. People listen to you. They hear you on the radio.
Allison didn't.
They think you're incredibly important. They really do. And you should really think about how you're affecting people.
We are
really
incredibly important.
Rachel, you have really given me something to chew on. Thank you.
Ew.
Appreciate it. Well, you've been heard.
You're being chewed on now. Whatever. Enjoy that. Bird's chewing on Rachel.
Rachel?
Yes.
That's it, right?
Yes.
You just wanted to be heard, correct?
Yes, I wanted to be heard. I want people to realize that just because you're on the radio, you're not perfect.
Yes, we are.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. You've been heard.
The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
All right, Dwayne. Who is Dwayne Melissa, and why are we talking to him?
Well, Dwayne has worked with this woman for 4 years, and his feelings for her developed into one of love. I mean, he literally said he is in love with her, but she had dated this guy for, I want to say, 3 of those 4 years, and she got out of the relationship, and he decided, you know what, it's time for me to tell her, because the last thing he wanted was to keep his mouth shut and then her start another long-term relationship. So he came to us to say, you know what, I'm going to do it this week, and I'm going to tell her. This was a few weeks ago, and then he kind of choked. They went on at a lunch. It was a business lunch, but he said, you know what, I just couldn't do it. So then we talked to him right before the Buckhead Beach party last weekend. And we suggested, why don't you invite her to the Buckhead Beach party? You go together and maybe you'll do it there. Well, he brought it up to her, and it ends up she was already going to the Buckhead Beach party with someone else. But she kind of said, and you know, after the fact, well, and if you want to go with us, you can. He came on the air with us after that and said, what do I do? We're like, dude, don't be the third wheel at the Buckhead Beach party. The Friday before the Buckhead Beach party, just, you know what, tell her how you feel. And Jeff's suggestion was to get drunk and tell her how he felt. And that's exactly what he did. He took Jeff's advice. He told her how he felt. Then they ended up making out, and she ended up spending the night with him. Nothing happened, but she was there with him. She said, I will call you on Sunday after the Buckhead Beach party. She already had the date on Saturday night. That Sunday, didn't hear from her. And then on Monday, they were at work, and he was going to ask her to lunch so that he could ask her out on an official date. Asked her to lunch. She was already busy for lunch. So it just seemed like we were afraid that she's kind of avoiding him now after that happened on Friday night.
Let's get some serious mixed messages. This is 90 seconds of the last conversation that we had with Dwayne.
I talked to her about going to lunch, and she had a lunch date already. An old roommate of hers, I guess, was in town.
Damn.
How did she treat you when you talked to her yesterday?
She was just playing it really cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like just being really cool, and which I can understand, because you know we're at work, and you don't want to cause a big scene at work of any kind. So it's just, you know, she was being very professional and very cool, and hopefully I'll get a chance to ask her out for this weekend.
Are you sure she's maybe not freaked out by what happened Friday night? I mean, do you think she's giving you the cold shoulder a little bit?
I mean, I didn't full on tell her that I was in love with her because, like I said, I didn't want to throw that on her. But I pretty much came clean about the fact that I'd had really strong feelings for her for a really long time. And then, you know, of course, we kissed a little bit, we made out a little bit, and then, like I said, she stayed over Friday night.
I think if he wants to salvage the friendship,
right.
Then it's over. Like, he never asked her out again. Friday night is the night to never be spoke of.
I don't think they can do friends, though. I think he's too involved.
Dwayne, I would say lay low, dude. Don't do anything. Hang out. I think she'd give you all... Silence could be golden here. If you don't say anything or you don't call her and she doesn't call you, then you know how she feels about it over the next 48 hours.
Okay,
dude. Right. Good luck. So that was a little of our conversation with Dwayne the last time we had him on. And we're dying to find out what's been going on since then. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
How are you today, sir? How are you is the question.
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You're not ecstatic, but you don't sound depressed.
Yeah, we're trying to read into how your tone.
No, well, I ran into her yesterday afternoon, and I asked her if she wanted to go out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she wasn't really sure how her weekend was shaping up yet, and
I should
call her on Saturday. So
she said to call her on Saturday because she doesn't know how her weekend's shaping up.
Yeah, exactly.
Dwayne, I think that she's freaked out. I because if a woman or a man, but you know, since it's usually the woman that's asked out, if she's excited about you, then she's gonna say yes. And I think that let me see how my weekend is a way she doesn't want to hurt your feelings by saying no.
Yeah.
And more than likely, you'll get a voicemail message on Saturday.
Did you know that already?
Well, you know, I kind of felt like, I made some reservations for Saturday night and sort of started putting some plans together in the hopes that she'd be around and available.
Oh, boy, this is not good.
If she is around and available, you can't look like you were planning for her to be available if she's not committed. You know what I mean?
So it comes back to the chase, man. I mean, if you're making yourself available and you answer on the half ring when she calls and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is we're going to have to perform an intervention on Dwayne because Dwayne is in love. And when you're in love, I mean, if you get a dusting of attention, then you just are sucked right into it. And that's, you know, he's not thinking correctly. So we got to give him an intervention. And Dwayne, she's...
Some tough love?
Yeah, Dwayne, she's not... she's freaked out. She's a little regretful or confused about what happened, and she doesn't want to deal with it. And so I think that... I think you should cancel those reservations.
404-741-1005. Let me ask you guys this, though. Mm-hmm. Is she acting this way just because she's temporarily freaked out, or is she acting this way because she's really not interested? Because there are two totally different things here.
I don't think that it's totally...
Hell? Hold on a minute.
I don't know what just came out of my mouth.
I wish right. Chemo on the...
Do you understand my monkey speak?
Let's try it. Let's hear it one more time.
I don't know if I can recreate.
It was like
well, that sounds like something completely different.
Yeah. Right, that's what it sounds. Like.
That's what Dwayne's hoping for. I don't know.
Let's start with you.
Yeah. Gather your thoughts over there, Melissa. Yeah.
She gets a hold of her uvula over there. What
are you having another mini stroke?
I'm having another stroke. Oh my god.
Mr. Sound Effect over there doesn't have any room to talk to you about this. My thought, Dwayne, honestly, is that she decided to kind of dabble and figure out if she could have reciprocal feelings for you on Friday night. And I think that she's just decided that she doesn't, but you've been such good friends and such great work companions for so long that she doesn't want to ruin the relationship. So I think at this point, don't force her to, because you're trying to force her hand right now and she's trying to placate you and be nicey girl because you still have to work together. And I think she's realizing now that Friday night may have been a mistake in her boat and that she's got to salvage some sort of friendship with you so that you can continue a working relationship. And if you force this hand, it's not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that you've got to cut your losses. And The only shred that I would give to him is if he completely turned the other direction and started ignoring her, maybe she might miss that attention.
That's exactly how I would play it. That's exactly how I would play it.
Mm-hmm. You would be surprised at a woman's reaction when she doesn't get attention anymore.
You just bet.
Drop her like a bad habit, and then she may come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lisa, you're on All the Hits Q100 giving Dwayne advice that he didn't ask for.
I feel like she's just not that into him. When you're drunk, you're drunk, and, you know, he was there.
Mm. How much did she have to drink?
I don't think she really had that much to drink.
And I'm not contradicting myself. I don't think alcohol is an excuse, but an alcohol is a way that some people dabble when they wouldn't when they're sober. Mm. It's in something they're tempted by. And now that she's sober again, I'm with Jen. I think she's wondering whether that was really something she wanted now that she's not hazy anymore.
See, we could try to get, this is typically woman right here, you're getting very psychological answers from Melissa, very in-depth psychological answers from Jen here. Let me just break it down for you, because guys, we talk about what we know.
We're talking about a girl, though.
Here's what we know. Here are the symptoms. Here's what we know, Melissa. We know she's turning the other cheek. We know that she's showing you everything she's showing you is she's not interested. That's the only thing we know. We don't even need to know why that is. Yeah. All you need to know is that is what's happening. She has shown you she's not interested. And that's why I think you take Jen's advice and you totally turn the other cheek and act disinterested. Because then you've got two things going for you. A, you never really know why she's not into you, so you could put it on her and not on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, like these guys said, it's the chase, man. Once she finds out when you're not around, all of a sudden you become a hot commodity. You're a gold bar at that point.
But my concern, Dwayne, again, because I'm factoring in the fact you're in love, that changes the game for you, that when you ignore her, you have to start letting her go too. Because if she does not turn around and chase you down, then you're letting go and you move on. If she turns around and chases you, then you deal with it then. But I'm afraid of him ignoring her completely just for the sake of getting her attention and then being disappointed again it doesn't work out.
Good morning, Matt. You're on with Dwayne.
Hey, guys. I get so mad when people play these games. Look, you guys are both adults, and not that you're playing the game, Dwayne, but you guys are both adults. Just, you know what? Pin her down the hall or something, or in the break room and say, look, you know, I had a great time Friday night, but I've noticed you've been kind of, you know, avoiding me a little bit. What's the deal here? Can we be friends? Are you interested? What's going on? That way you know what's going on, you know how to deal with it, and you can just move on. You can either be friends or you can start a relationship or something.
No way, Matt.
I don't think she should be playing the game of, oh, well, I don't know how my weekend's shaping up. Just get some balls and tell him how she feels.
No way. I feel very strongly about this. I know we all say we're just looking for an authentic, honest relationship. That's crap. All right? There is always a certain amount of game playing that goes on in the beginning of a relationship. It is like a chess game.
I understand that, but I don't think that it should be that way. You know, find out what's going on. Ask her what's going on.
That's not
going
to work.
And that way he's totally cool with what's going on, and he knows the guy is in love with
the worst thing he could do. Worst thing he could do.
The reason I disagree with you, though, is they've still got to work together.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's the worst thing, because even if she, okay, let's say there's a speck in her mind thinking, well, let me think about this a little bit, you know, let me really consider this. Like Jen said, by forcing her hand, putting her in a corner, a woman is never going to say, oh my God, you're right, I'm in love with you too. No, it's going to push her further away by putting any pressure on her, because she's already confused.
Hey, Brandy, you're on All the Hits Q100 with Dwayne.
Hey, I actually think that he needs to just leave her alone and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is not going to be into him. She's already proved that she's not into him by saying that she doesn't know how her weekend is panning out. If I don't have anything else planned and you call me on Saturday, I'll go out with you.
Oh, yeah, man. Women can sniff this out, too. She's like, oh, he's sitting by the phone right now. I am definitely not going to call him.
Yeah, well, and she's not going to answer the phone Saturday. I don't know if, Dwayne, you understand that, but when you call on Saturday, she's not going to answer the phone. You're going to get voicemail.
Seriously, the best thing, you know what you could almost do is play the game back, because these women are a wily sort. And what you need to do is, like, I would almost place a phone call to her sometime on Friday or Saturday and say, hey, give me a, now this could backfire, but say, hey, give me a call and we'll figure something out for later today. Then don't answer your phone. Don't respond to phone calls. If she happens to email you, text message you, nothing. Let her, that's the way to take power back. Now, the problem is, you leave that message and then, you know, Saturday comes around and you're sitting around waiting to ignore her. and she never gives you anything to ignore, then your life is ruined.
She's not going
to
call back.
It's a power struggle. It's a total, you know what, Jeff, I understand Jeff's theory because like Jeff's, I mean, like Bert was saying about, you know, the chess playing.
Of course
you understand
it because you're one of the wily sort.
But it is a power struggle. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what this is, and she has all the power, and he's just going to have to let it go.
There's game playing in every relationship in the beginning. Do I call her too soon? Do I call her too late? Should I accept his phone call? Should I make it like I'm going out with another guy on the weekend even though there's nobody there? It's all game playing in the beginning.
Right.
You know, the thought I just had is that we play these games with men because they're simple and stupid, but you have to play these games with women.
Yes.
Oh, my God. How complex that would be.
That's a tough sword match.
Well, women, there's
no swords.
There's no swords involved. but, I mean, yeah, women, they're not simple. You know, their minds are not simple. And she may be considering Dwayne. I mean, it is a possibility somewhere in her mind, Dwayne, she's thinking about it. But if it's not in the forefront of her mind, if it's not a priority to her, which obviously it's not, he can't push it to the front of her mind. He cannot push it. A man cannot force a woman into liking you. It is that, it's like fishing, a bad analogy, but you know, it's like, well, no, I'm not going to do that. But it's like you're a little aggressive, then you back off. Then you're a little aggressive and then you back off. I mean, it's a back and forth and back and forth to get a woman rather than to think that you can just say, hey, I'm in love with you. Are you in love with me? And she say yes.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on with Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne, I got to tell you, I was the same situation as you're in right now. I was totally chasing this girl. Then I was in college. We hung out together. We were friends. We all hung out together. And then we got together. We kissed, you know, whatever, like you did. And then I was totally chasing this chick. She was totally not even digging me. I was so upset. I was like, I can't believe this happened. We're friends. I'm not. And so my buddy came up to me one day, and he's like, man, you just got to ignore her. And I was in college, so I didn't have any, you know, you always think you have gay, but obviously, you know, I obviously wasn't. So I totally ignored her. Now we've been married for 9 years.
Is that right?
How long did what happened? I'm curious. What was the first move she made after you totally ignored her? Like, how did she approach you back?
Because we hung out with the same crew one day, and she just came up one day. She's like, hey, what's going on? I was like, hey. And totally, I just totally trying to play cool. And she's like, you know, you haven't called me or anything. I was like, oh, you know, I kept bugging you and stuff. And I just kind of, you know, I didn't know what to do. And she's like, oh, no. And that's just kind of how it happened.
Women, it's...
I'm telling you, dude.
Because once the attention is taken away from them, that's the worst thing you can do to a woman is take attention away from her. Absolutely.
This is the game that, like, Phil here, this is so frustrates me with him because he don't know how to play the game. Too honest, too soon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Same deal here, Dwayne. You got to play this game, dude. Forget about her. Forget about her.
You have to let her go.
Let her go. And if it's authentic and she's not into you, it wasn't supposed to happen anyway, man.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I
you can do it.
Right. I've waited four years for this woman.
I know. I've been behind you the whole time, Dwayne, but I think, you know, Friday night, that's cool. You made out with her. That's great. That's an opportunity a lot of people don't get. And
you got up her shirt, dude.
And then now you got to walk away, but please don't call her Saturday and say that you had reservations for her because that's just it's too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What if I just don't call her at all on Saturday?
Exactly. Don't call her at all. Like, just...
Stop calling until she reaches out to you.
You've got a working relationship, and that is it.
The more you call her, the more you pursue her, the further you're going to push her away from you because you're making yourself available.
Yep.
You become a hot commodity when you're something she can't obtain.
I gotcha. All right, well, man, I'm rolling the dice, and it's into the game we go.
That's right. Yeah.
Go get it, Dwayne.
That's it. It's your Rudy clap.
Yeah.
We're really bad at the Rudy clap.
Now, Dwayne, if our advice doesn't pan out for you, you can't have your sister calling chew our ass out. All right?
Or Roxy's mom.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, dude.
Good luck, Dwayne.
Get it? The Bird Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.